Ok, madame, t'as des courses à légumes. Une autre vieille notion, un marchand vieille chose avec un gobelet. Un marchand où le mind of a person has a tremendous power. Et mi chazek, le yigbet marchand fail, est un dova shabbalam, if he will concentrate his mind completely, with his brain, of purpose, and his mind, on anything in the world, yuchal lifto shi yikach. He can actually bring about this thing should happen. He concentrates stronger, this thing would happen. If he in mi chazek marchand fail, mi oich yiyelay mumayin, bevada yiyelay. If he concentrates very strongly in his mind, he should have money, then certainly he will have money. Nechim b'chol dova, anything at all that exists, the power of his mind, he can bring this about. Lakshan machshava tigi b'bitul kol ha'agoshes. Requires only that machshava should be with a complete bitul of any other kind of feeling. He should lose all contact with any other thought whatsoever, any kind of feeling, with only a strong concentration on the thing which he wants. And machshava tigi b'kol kach, the machshava is so powerful, it's possible he should sacrifice himself. He should die, Kiddush Hashem, in thought of itself, and it should be equal to the feeling of death. He should actually feel the pain of death. So the fact that he accepts upon himself and his mind, he's willing to die for the sake of Kiddush Hashem, and any kind of a misa, any kind of a death, he can actually feel it in his mind, the tzad of misa. A person can strengthen his mind so, the moment in which he accepts in his mind, he's willing to die for Kiddush Hashem, that he can actually feel the pain of misa. Rekiva said, all my life I was inspired. I felt badly about this pasuk. You have to show the whole soul, even if it takes your life, you still love. I was always inspired, most of you the other than my kaimena. When will come to my hand, to my power, I should be able to do it, I should be kind. Akshav Shabbal Yodi, now that it came to possibility, came to me, so I shouldn't do it. Of course, I wanted that the Kiva said. Then it also says, "Hanesh of Hashanah's Kriya Shema." Time of Kriya Shema, I show you Rabbi Akiva Mekabel Asma Dalad Mises Bezdin. Then the Kiva was Mekabel upon himself, Dalad Mises Bezdin. Echod, the word Echod, Dalad, you're supposed to have a mind, the Mises, Dalad Mises Bezdin. You want to die, Dalad Mises Bezdin, for the sake of Kiddush Hashem. So when the Kiva said this, so you have Mekabel Asma, and there's Nafshay, the Machshava, Chazokot, Kifa, Kazoo. He took upon himself, the Sinus Nafish, with such a strong Machshava. So he actually felt the suffering of the actual death. They were actually stoning him and burning him without any difference whatsoever between the physical feeling and the mental feeling. He felt it 100%. That is the pshat in his words. From the fact that I imagined in my mind, I accepted in my mind, and that which I imagine in my mind at the time of Kriya Shema, that I'm accepting, I want to have the Misa Akivish Hashem, Mizeh Levad, from this thought alone, that I wanted this Kivish Hashem. I had the tzad of actually suffering the Misa itself. So this I suffered all along. All my years when I said Kriya Shema, so I was inspired to say this pasuk. I felt inside of Misa. Achshav shebol yodi v'poyel, the way I come in, now that it came to my hand, the possibility to actually do it. Why shouldn't I do it? Halei tamad yisi seivol zeh, tzad mamish mei kabola machshav levad. I always felt this pain. It isn't any different now when I'm actually going to live through it. I always had this exact same pain of Misa when I said, accepted in my mind, the Kriya Shema. This is the Taitz Mikiva's words. When a person does this, he concentrates so strongly in his mind, so it's possible that a person should actually die from this tzad. As though he was actually dying for this death. There's no difference by him whether he was actually dying in an actual physical death, or the mental feeling of his death, of his mind. There's no difference at all by him. Therefore, a person has to be careful to stop at a certain point. The that when he gets to a point where he feels that it's very close to the fact that his soul is going to leave him, he's about to die, he almost below itay chasachon, he shouldn't die before his time. So he should always catch himself. If he's going to concentrate so strongly on feeling this death, he should catch himself before he actually dies to stop this feeling, so he shouldn't die before his time chasachon. But by doing that, then it's considered as though a person actually went through the dalat mitzvah's business. Because the machshava was the same as a toil. The machshava was so strong that he actually felt he had a gush of machshava of the actual dalat mitzvah's business. And a person should try to be zechut to in Kabbalah's and Lach HaShemayim, or HaShem.